Good afternoon and welcome to the first ever Bean Report brought to you by the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association. Joining us today, Kristen Podolsky, the new production specialist with MPGA. And Kristen, to start, how's the bean crop looking so far across the province?
Well, the spring's definitely been keeping us on our feet, that's for sure. It's not as warm as we'd like it to be for the soybeans. Most of the province is anywhere from 80 to 90% of the accumulated growing degree days compared to normal. Our seeding dates have ranged anywhere from mid-May to early June, right up to the crop insurance deadlines. And as for the staging, the fields range from just coming out of the ground at emergence to just reaching the first trifoliate stage.
So when it comes to production issues, are there any things that you've been finding or hearing about that growers should know about?
For the most part, beans, they've only been out of the ground for a few weeks, so there aren't any major problems. One thing that's come up, though, is the rainfall events that have continued to kind of wipe across the province lately. And as a result of that, there's maybe been some leaf damage in some of the fields, some maybe isolated hail. Also, some soil crusting has been maybe causing some problems with emergence. We've also had some reports of some seedling diseases starting to pop up.
So what would you recommend growers look for in the coming weeks here?
In the coming weeks, first of all, I think that we should be getting out to the fields and looking at our plant stands. So when we get into the field, we can try to compare what our plant stand is and compare it to what our target seeding rate was and try and figure out where those losses came from, whether it was some emergence problems due to the seed bed or possibly soil crusting, whether there is some seed rot or root rots occurring. So, and while we're in the field, we should also be looking at the staging of the crops and also the weeds. Herbicide timing's right around the corner. And also, if guys didn't quite get into roll the bean ground right after planting, they do still have some time, but they'll want to wait till the first trifoliate stage.
All right. Thanks, Kristen. We'll hear from Kristen again 2 weeks from now on the Bean Report brought to you by the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association. You can also find out more information online at manitobapulse.ca.